Nigerian police have ordered the distribution of additional anti-riot gear, including tear gas and stun guns, to help maintain law and order in the run-up to and during the February presidential elections, a police spokesman said on Monday. Elections in Africa's most populous country have been characterized by violence, leading to the death of political party supporters and police and electoral officials. Nigerians will vote for a new president to succeed Muhammadu Buhari, who is to step down after serving the maximum 2 terms permitted by the Constitution. Qatar's promise of a carbon-neutral World Cup raises doubt, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
In building 7 World Cup stadiums and a new metro system, Qatar promised something else to distinguish this month's World Cup from the rest. It would be carbon-neutral or have a negligible overall impact on the climate. But there have been skeptics, with outside experts saying Qatar and FIFA's plan rests on convenient accounting. One critic is Carbon Market Watch, which is a Brussels-based organization. They say Qatar vastly underestimated the emissions from building the 7 stadiums by dividing the emissions from all the concrete and steel by the lifespan of the facility in years instead of just totaling them. I'm Shelley Adler.
More than 42 million Americans have cast early ballots ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections, surpassing the numbers from 2018, the U.S. Elections Project said Monday. Americans will go to the polls on Tuesday to elect 435 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, 1/3 of the Senate, and a host of state and local posts. Most of the 50 U.S. states allow voters to cast ballots early, either in person or by mail, a practice which became widespread during the 2020 presidential election, which was held at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.